You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On the 18th of October, voting for Forest and Birds Bird of the Year opens across the country. It's an extremely popular competition where Aotearoa's native birds are set against each other in a race to the finish. The competition gained 55,000 votes last year, with the kakapo taking the win. It captures the attention of many across the country, and throughout the years, birds have been endorsed by the likes of Helen Clark and Don McGlashan. It's always a bit of fun, but it has a serious side too. Climate change and habitat loss are huge threats to Aotearoa. About 80% of native birds are threatened or at risk of extinction. The competition helps to raise awareness about native birds and what the changes in their habitats mean. This morning, I talked with Lizzie Fickner-Heather, who is Forest and Birds Regional Manager for Auckland and Coromandel and spokesperson for Bird of the Year. We talked about the history of the competition and what it means for conservation in Aotearoa. Here she is now. Can you start off by telling me a little bit about the history of the competition?
Sure. Well, Bird of the Year is probably one of New Zealand's most highly anticipated elections. So it's run by Forest and Bird, and, you know, Forest and Bird is one of New Zealand's oldest and largest independent conservation organisations. So basically every year we have a list of birds, and for about 2 weeks the public is able to vote for what bird they feel should be Bird of the Year. And so the list of birds is always New Zealand native birds. And recently in 2019 we actually introduced STV style voting, so just like local elections, so you can rate the bird candidates and pick your top five birds. And it really is just Forest and Bird's way of promoting native birds to the general public. So we've been hosting it since 2005, and our first winner ever was the Tui, and last year's was the Kakapo. It's been a lot of fun. We've had a few scandals over the years, but overall it's been a real hoot. And I think this year, we've got a major announcement coming up on Monday, so everyone should stay tuned for that. It will definitely ruffle some feathers, but it'll be good. And also this year, we, for the first time, we're actually going to be including sign language signs for some of our native birds on our website, which is super important because, of course, sign language is one of our official languages, and so it allows for everyone to easily be able to learn some language signs for our New Zealand native birds.
Oh, awesome. We will we'll look forward to that announcement on Monday. I was sitting at the dinner table the other night, and my flatmate confessed to me that her and her sister hacked the votes for the kakapo in 2015.
Oh,
I know.
My gosh.
Can you tell me about some of the scandals the competition has faced in the past and the security that you guys have to put around the competition now?
Yeah, we've definitely had a few scandals. I mean, like I said, it is one of the most anticipated elections of the year here, so it draws a lot of attention. So probably a good example was last year. We found about 1,500 fraudulent votes that were cast for the little spotted kiwi. And so they were removed because what we realised is that all 1,500 votes came from the same IP address. And because it happened around the same time as all the claims of voter fraud in the US election, it got all kinds of international attention. So that's probably our most recent scandal that we've had. We've had lots of attempts, though, over the years. So we've had some kind of tech nerds with loads of birds trying to fix the votes every year. But we have our own volunteer tech nerd who helps to keep an eye on all of that for, you know, watches for any irregular voting, and they do a really excellent job. So, yeah, it takes a lot of effort to make sure that all of our votes are genuine, because there's a lot of people that want to rig it.
Let's move on to a little more serious side of the competition. It's obviously really important for raising awareness about our native birds and the situations that they're in. Can you tell me a little bit about what the competition means for conservation in Aotearoa?
Yeah, sure. I mean, despite it being a lot of fun, it does really raise some really important issues that we have here in Aotearoa. It's really concerning because I think around the number is you know, 80% of our native birds in New Zealand are threatened or at risk with extinction. So Bird of the Year is really important because it's quite a good tool to get people excited about native birds. And, you know, the more that we know about our native species and how much trouble they are in, then more people do want to start protecting them and supporting our conservation efforts into the future. So, yeah, I think, you know, obviously the major threats for native birds in New Zealand are climate change and habitat loss. So we see a lot of development and a lot of clearance of areas where native birds call home, meaning that they then have nowhere to go. But I think we need to remember the importance of protecting our native bird species. They are really a real crucial component to our ecosystem in New Zealand. For example, tui are really important for seed dispersal and pollination. So they help to actually increase our native bush and native vegetation. Native birds are part of our extended family. We have to do everything that we can to protect them. We need to do everything we can to limit climate change and stop habitat clearance so that our native birds still have a home and their populations can continue to flourish.
How many birds do you have in the competition this year that we can vote for?
Oh, there's quite a few, actually. The voting opens on the 18th of October, so that's when the full list will be announced. I don't have the exact number because there are quite a few birds, but all I know is that there's going to be some new birds this year. So there's three new birds. It's the banded rail, the subantarctic snipe, and the reef heron. And again, just remember, we've got a huge announcement on Monday.
Yes, I've got my ears wide open for that one. Can I ask finally what maybe your top three birds are, or what you voted for in the past, or what your projections are for the upcoming competition?
Oh, wow. Well, my top birds would probably be last year's winner, the kakapo, and then probably the first year's winner, the tui. And I do love the kea. So those will be my top three birds. My projections for this year, it is hard to tell. It is getting a lot of attention. People are getting very excited. So I think Monday's announcement might also have an interesting spin on the outcome as well. So I'm really just going to have to leave that up to everybody's imagination and anticipation as to what's going to happen and what we'll probably see happen in this year's Bird of the Year. So voting opens on the 18th of October, and people can vote at birdoftheyear.org.nz.
We will look forward to casting our votes and excited for Monday, whatever that may bring. That was Lizzie Finkerheather, Forest and Birds Regional Manager for Auckland and Coromandel and spokesperson for Bird of the Year, speaking with me about the upcoming competition.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.